Regional chains have been affected, including Blaine's Farm and Fleets of Janesville and Festival Foods headquartered in Onalaska. Richard Peppard, a food safety specialist for Festival, figures the scare will die out soon. But until then, his staff will keep pulling items up the FDA lists, which has ranged from candy to cereal to pet food. Lynn Herman of the Quillen's grocery chain in La Crosse jokes that soon there won't be anything left on her shelves. But she says they've done all they can to assure shoppers that they're not carrying contaminated food products traced back to a Georgia plant.
We've made the suppliers give us letters stating that they do not use any product from that plant. And we have also posted in our stores a website where customers can go online and double check if they have inventory at home or something. They want to make sure that it's okay.
The FDA currently has a 120-page list of recalled products online. The salmonella outbreak may have contributed to 8 deaths and is blamed for sickening more than 500 people nationwide. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.